Good morning, Commissioner.
So I have to wait till May 4th to correct that.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011. It's 9:30 a.m. Portland City Council will come to order. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Could you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. We'll proceed with a request for communications. Can you please read the title for item number 263?
Request of Rachel Harris to address council regarding Portland Homes for Heroes.
Ms. Harris, hi. Please come forward. Welcome to City Council. We're glad you're here. You just need to give us your first name and last name, and if you represent an organization. We don't want your address or phone number, and that clock in front of you will count down from 3 minutes.
Thank you. Rachel Harris, Portland Homes for Heroes. Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you this morning and share with you our information. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, City Council members. We are here today to share with you a program that has seen great success with hopeful purpose all across America. Homes for Heroes is a community-minded effort whose purpose is to provide real savings and discounts for workforce heroes who are buying and selling a home. Our workforce heroes include police officers, firefighters, teachers, military, and medical professionals in our community. The founders of Home for Heroes looked around and saw that many of the important people who made it possible for us to live in our communities could not afford to buy homes in our communities. So they did something about it. Their mission statement is to provide extraordinary savings to local heroes who provide extraordinary services to our communities every day. This type of hero support offers the opportunity for many of our heroes to invest in their future in the neighborhoods and communities of the greater Portland area now. We at Portland Homes for Heroes are expanding this model to include everyday quality services for building our lives here in Portland. Business leaders can show their support for heroes by becoming a friend of heroes. Friends of Heroes show their recognition, offering their quality services at a discount of their choice. This type of support helps the hero while increasing the vendor's loyalty and patronage as well. Portland Homes for Heroes is announcing this program to the public with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at a hero-based venue in Portland this spring. Dates and location are to follow with confirmation of Portland Police, Portland Fire, Portland Public Schools, city and/or state representatives, along with our media Homes for Heroes partner, KGW. The Portland Penny publication, which is provided for you in your folder, does an excellent job outlining more detail and testimonials of the program and its benefits. Portland Homes for Heroes would like to request the recognition and endorsement of Portland City Council as a community-minded service offered to our everyday heroes to help support and promote a greater Portland today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
Let's hear from item number 264.
Request of Dan Kreider to address council regarding Portland Homes for Heroes.
Hi, welcome to City Council.
Good morning. My name is Dan Kreider, and I'm a Portland Homes for Heroes affiliate with an office at 67th and Northeast Sandy. And nationwide, there are over 250 affiliates helping workforce heroes have a wonderful experience when they buy or sell their home. Describing their experience with Homes for Heroes, Police Sergeant Stephen Blackwell and his wife, Officer Katie Blackwell, who are active duty National Guardsmen and two tour veterans of Iraq, had this to say about the Homes for Hero program. Homes for Heroes counseled us through the very frustrating process of buying a home during a period when most of the inventory for sale is short sale or foreclosed properties. In the end, we found our dream home. Especially now with all the economic uncertainty, we need to save as much money as we can. That's why I would encourage my fellow police officers and military brethren to check out the extraordinary service and savings at Homes for Heroes. Wouldn't it be nice if heroes who serve our communities could afford to live in the same community that they serve? In summary, Homes for Heroes meets the needs of our local workforce heroes here in Portland by providing substantial savings when purchasing a home. Not only can we help our local heroes with a new home purchase, but we also have programs that will help our local heroes prevent foreclosure on their current homes. If you know any teachers, police officers, firefighters, military, or healthcare workers who are considering a new home purchase, we're asking that those people be directed to our website at www.portlandhomesforheroes.com. Also, I would ask the council's permission to provide them with updates of our progress in this marketplace. And please look for our Homes for Heroes emblem. We're very proud of it. Thank you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Clarifying question.
Yes.
This is separate from the federal assistance program to help people who are heroes buy homes.
It's a separate program. We work with lenders who offer those programs. So we provide the hero with the best possible lending resource, insurance resource, real estate resource, so that the transaction cost can be as little as possible.
And it sounds like it's available to professionals other than those who would qualify for the federal program.
It could be, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It could be. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your testimony. I will now consider the consent agenda. Does anyone wish to pull any items off the consent agenda? Carla, could you please call the vote on the consent agenda?
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. It takes us to the regular agenda. We have no time certain. Can you please read the title for street vacation ordinance number 276?
Vacate the alley between blocks 23 and 24, Arlington Heights, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm Lance Lindahl, Bureau of Transportation, Rideway Acquisition Section. Before you today is a proposal to vacate the alley between blocks 23 and 24, Arlington Heights. All the property from this vacation will revert back to the petitioners, Richard and Mary Rosenberg. Representatives from both the Transportation Bureau and the Bureau of Development Services have reviewed this vacation proposal and have found that the alley in question is very steep in nature and is not needed for future vehicular or pedestrian activity.
Any discussion from council? We have our vacation team in front of us. All right. This goes to a vote next week, right?
Correct.
Okay. Unless there is someone here that wishes to testify on item number 276. All right. It is moved to a second reading. Can you please read the title for item number 277? And then we have, unless there are objections, we'll continue the hearing to May 4th at 9:30 a.m.
277, denial of a vacation request for a portion of Southwest Hillsdale Court and a portion of Southwest 43rd Avenue, south of Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway.
I know how much we all want to go through the discussion of this again, but the continuance is necessary to secure the proper, surveying lines. So unless there's objections, 277 is moved, is continued to May 4th at 9:30 a.m. Can you please read the title for 278? Huh? Yes, it would be for second reading and a vote. 277 was continued to May 4th at 9:30 a.m. for a second reading and a vote.
Second reading, okay.
Is that right? Okay. Thanks. 278, did you read that?
278, authorize PGE Park on-street parking event district.
Does anyone wish to testify in this matter? Come forward. Have a seat over here. Hi.
My name is Tom Turner. I'm the Public Safety, Transportation, and Parking Chair for the Goose Hollow Foothill League. To state my...
You're good.
I'm good? I'm good. Okay.
What would you like to tell us?
Just for clarification, the Goose Hollow Foothill League did not endorse this in a letter that we put to the council. The reason for that was simply that we requested more time to seek community input. It wasn't that we would either approve or disapprove of it. We just felt that community input was in order to do that. The other thing that we did want to mention that is if the council elects to pass this, that in the item that grants the director of the Department of Transportation, if I could just go over that one just real quick with you, we would just ask, we appreciate that also that the council has amended the ordinance to for fee approvals, has to come through you. We would only ask that the same thing occur for item D, which would be to expand the boundaries as well, that the commission or the council would have approval for that. Other than that, we would request a stay until we could see actually what occurs over the next couple of days and allow or month, and to allow us to seek further community input. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. Any questions from the group in front of us?
Could you explain this second?
You can take your seats.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yep.
That's a display that will be used later in my testimony.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I wasn't planning to have testimony unless council wants it.
Great.
So if you want to ask.
Go ahead. Question.
Okay. Well, I thought it says here that stadium event today starts, or the parking rate of 160 an hour goes till 7 p.m. and then 350 an hour from 7 to 10. I thought, Sue, that you had followed up in an email to us saying that on the day of a stadium event, the 3:50 an hour would actually start at 6 p.m.
If a game is at 7:30, it does start at 6.
That's correct. So what we are proposing, that the new structure would start 1.5 hours before the game.
He's asking you about this. Why does this not reflect what you just said?
Yeah. And that's an example.
Okay, so the numbers on here are not correct.
That's correct. That's okay. Just an example of what might happen. Yeah. Or what would show on the machine on any given event day.
And this would be, so this is actually on the parking machines?
It would show on the parking machines, yes. Yeah.
Other questions?
So I had some good conversations with Sue Keel over the last week and appreciate the time to do that. And just to put into the record your responses, my understanding is that the increased parking rates will also fund increased enforcement in the permit area. You'll be going from 2 to 5 inspectors in the permit area?
Right, and that would be for those areas that are adjacent to the event district itself, where you do have the residential parking permits. So we'll have 5 officers out in that area during the games, because that obviously is a significant factor.
Mm-hmm. It won't be just outside.
In the event district and in those adjacent.
Residential permit district.
You bet.
Right.
Including the ones in the Northwest District as well.
Right.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. And then could you describe what you're planning to do in terms of giving council information and going back to the neighborhoods?
The first game is on the 14th. That's a Thursday. We have a debrief in the morning following that, and so we would be able to send you an email in the afternoon on that Friday. The next game is on Sunday. We have a debrief in the morning on Monday following that, and so we'd be able to send you information Monday afternoon on those. Now, beyond that, I mean, let's see how it goes in those two. My proposal might be that we wouldn't come back until the end of the season, but if there is other change that's required, or you have other questions or something, we can come back sooner on that into a regular council session if you prefer.
And who would be the designated staff person in transportation if citizens have comments, or if I need to forward citizens' comments to you?
I think Kyle Chizik, who has been handling this, would be a good point on it.
Right. Okay. And are you planning to go back to the Goose Hollow Neighborhood Association and Northwest District Association?
Yes.
And we are.
We had to move fast because the lack of uptake on the transit passes, and we did do outreach. We weren't able to make all the timing, as Tom noted, all the timing on all the meetings, but we will be going back to the full meetings with the experience of having done a couple of these.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, if they have any feedback, certainly they can give it to Kyle or to me in the interim as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. And unless someone else wants to testify, would you please call the vote on item number 278?
Well, thanks to Carla for forwarding a comment that came in on the website at 12:30 and got to us at 8:30 this morning. That's pretty efficient, very efficient. Thank you very much. And indeed, there was some good citizen comments. I'm comfortable that this is a good approach to try and that there are the safeguards in place so that it can come back to council quickly if it turns out that there are challenges we hadn't anticipated. But in the meantime, I appreciate all the good work that's been done. Aye.
Thanks.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm pleased to support this, and aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
I want to thank the council for their support on this, for moving quickly. I want to thank the neighborhood for neither supporting or opposing it, but seeing, you know, we're in this together in terms of making the game a good experience for all and also maintaining the livability of your neighborhood. So we'll continue to work with you on this as we all experience it together. Aye. So approved. That gets us to, we are.
A new world record.
Oh. We're adjourned. I beat your record.
You did.
I beat somebody's record.
Pretty darn impressive.
Good trip.
Thank you.
What am I going to do with all this time now?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, basically now. Just 2 minutes. And I got a meeting with you. I'll be on the way back.
Sort of figure out where they're coming from on the JTTO.
Yeah, stop there and use it here.
Yeah.
You doing?
Chat for a second.
Sure.
Thanks, Carla.